yo, what's good? This is Fun With Dumb. This is the first episode of 2019. Mm-hmm. We took a holiday break. I slacked a little bit.
What were you doing?
I was enjoying my holidays, yo.
Okay.
Yo, today's the first guest of 2019. We got a special guest. We're coming in this year real big. It's my homegirl from Korea, by the way, of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Make some noise for Jessie, y'all. Hey. We don't usually do that, but we just...
No, you know what? Dumb's been asking me to come on his podcast for like 3 years now.
Really?
But I kept dodging it.
First of all, we didn't even start 3 years ago, so that's a damn lie.
Okay. How long ago was
that? That is a freaking lie.
Well, it seemed as if it was that long.
We've literally been running for a little over 2 months, so that's that is a damn lie. That is a damn lie.
No, because
right there.
Every time I stop by LA, he's been asking me to.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, because of course. I mean, I had you in mind as one of the first guests,
right?
You know, but you flaked on me much.
No, but yeah, I'm excited.
For cats who may not be familiar, Jessie is a singer, rapper, all around entertainer who works in Korea, but has an international fan base. And you're from originally Jersey.
Yes. Born in New York and raised in Jersey.
Okay. What part of like Jersey? Where would you rep? If you repped somewhere, where would you rep? What gang? No, I'm playing. No. What city or what, you know, would you say you're a Jersey girl or like?
I'm probably a Jersey girl.
Jersey girl.
Where would I rep?
Probably Jersey, right?
Yeah, but you were asking specifically where in Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, where are you from? Like you're from,
I'm from a lot of places in Jersey.
Okay.
So.
But you're just East Coast.
Yeah.
East Coast, okay,
pretty
cool,
much.
Cool. How do you like the West Coast?
I like it here.
Yeah.
It's a lot more laid back.
You know what's funny? You're from the East Coast, but I feel like
I know,
you
kind of
dress more West Coast.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Like, you have more like...
No, the aura.
Like the girls I grew up with in Los Angeles, you know? Like, just like the...
No, so everybody, when I was in Korea too, all the LA people, they were like, yo, you from LA? I'm like, no.
And you hang out with LA people in Korea.
Yeah, so they're just like, you have that aura, that LA aura, because you're tan, it's like your
right.
hair. I don't know what it is, but I love California.
Yeah.
I love LA.
All right, so let's like, I'm gonna just talk to you about, I mean, there's a lot of stuff I really don't even know about your like history of like how you came up in this stuff, to be honest.
Yeah, you do.
Do I? I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, when
you
move, I don't know when you moved to Korea.
Right. Well, you know what? Actually, nobody really knows because I never discussed any of
this. All right,
this.
Do you mind? Let's talk about this, okay?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it? Okay. I was like...
Why are you getting personal?
No. That was really weird because you usually want to talk about everything. So that was the first
that
time...
That is true, though.
That was the first time I heard you saying, I don't want to talk. Okay. No, but... so wait, you going to Korea... Like, when did you move to Korea?
When I was... I think like 15, 14.
When you were 14, 15.
In American age. So I'm considered like 16 in Korea.
But you moved by yourself. Like you didn't move with your parents.
By myself. Like completely by myself, not knowing anything about Korea, the culture, nothing.
And this was to pursue music?
Yes.
But then were you doing that already like in America?
Yeah.
Like talent shows and all that stuff?
Not talent shows. I was singing at church.
Oh, church.
Church. Yeah. I was in the choir.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
So all your first songs you knew were like gospel songs?
Yes.
Like,
and then they realized, I think it was like when I was younger, they were seeing that, yo, you have potential because your voice is so loud.
Right, right.
Because I was like, when I was younger,
they're
my
like,
voice-
the glory of God is in you.
You're
yeah.
Stupid.
No, so you were singing and.
Yeah, and then like, I wasn't sure if I would want to be a singer, but people were like, yo, you have potential to become a singer. Your voice is very unique. And that's when I just like, did a lot of auditions. I did auditions for SM, like big labels like SM, Toremi. There was a bunch of labels.
You were coming up from like a Korean upbringing, so clearly they were probably like, oh yeah, like it made sense to do stuff with Korean
labels and stuff like that. Right.
So you went moved out to Korea. Is it because of an opportunity you had or what?
No, I felt like because I'm Korean, like I felt like because that's where my family came from, I should start from Korea. I just felt that it was appropriate for me to do that.
And your Korean was already on point.
It was, no, it was fucking garbage.
Oh, it was trash?
Yeah, it's almost like yours right now.
First of all, all right, we'll discuss that later. But so it wasn't good.
I wasn't familiar. My language wasn't fluent at all.
Right, and the culture too was pretty.
I mean, you know how it is, because whenever you come, you get a lot of bashing too because.
No, they love my Korean actually.
No, you're.
No.
His Korean is on point because it's lovable, because it's like, me too. People think it's lovable.
That's why, yeah, that's one of the reasons that people love you out there,
yeah,
too.
Because they're like, oh,
they're like, it's cute. Like, it's, the language.
Right,
you know.
Right. Because I'm actually really trying, but they're right. Like, they see that. It's not like I'm trying to not know how to speak Korean.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it was really hard at first because I couldn't adapt and I wasn't getting any love by anybody because I was an American.
How did you improve your language out there?
I tried.
Actually, did you ever improve
it? Shut the fuck up. No, you know what? Actually, I'm not going to lie. Because I failed a lot of times, I had a lot of falls and I...
Yeah.
I went to Korea. I came back to America. I went back to Korea. I came back to America. So right. My Korean was not getting better. It wasn't able to get better.
So was that multiple, like... like attempts, or were you stressed from being there too long? That's why you came back.
Yeah,
and
it
things
was.
Were happening.
Because
yeah.
I felt like, yo, maybe I'm too young. Maybe this is not what
right,
I want.
Right,
I didn't know really what my dream was, and I was just trying
and
to.
You're so young.
Yeah,
too.
I was too young, yeah. And I wasn't. I didn't have a family there, so I was just like just trying things out. But then I realized, I think it was around 19. That's when I was like, yo, music is pretty much all I know. So I came back to Korea.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, like, I feel you on that element of being from, like, a town or a neighborhood and where you kind of, your dreams outgrow
your
hood. You
no,
know what I'm
sure,
saying?
Sure.
And that happens for a lot of people, right? Like, you know, your dreams just get bigger than your neighborhood. Doesn't mean you ever forget about your neighbor, but you have to at least try to chase something bigger. You're traumatized by the cops.
I know.
She just got a ticket earlier on the way.
I did
here.
Not get a ticket. My friend got a ticket.
First of all, actually, if you're in the car, you technically get the ticket too, I think, right? Like,
really?
Like you all got the ticket. No, I'm just saying. Like,
no, I
you
get
say,
it,
like,
yeah.
We got a ticket. Like, no, you don't say, I got, you know, like.
No, I don't
You
do-
don't say, he got a ticket. I was just in the back seat. No, motherfucker.
No,
like, y'all
just,
got a ticket together.
I don't know what it is with the police. I just, like, I don't do anything wrong, but I just have this weird knot in my stomach when I see them.
Oh, no. That happens to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Cops just sirening to pass by, and I'm turning the radio down, like he's gonna care that I'm fucking blasting Amigos and shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Must gonna turn down Amigos. Right.
Oh my god.
No, okay. I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you out there, but then you had all these moments. Like, what would you say was like the first thing that happened that kind of put you on? Because you said you had a lot of fails, and
right. You mean when I came back to Korea? Like, what made me want to come back to Korea?
I know you were doing the group stuff, but would you say the Unpretty Rap Star stuff was like kind of the first?
No, that was later.
Oh, was
on,
it later?
Man. Come on. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Listen, that was like 3 years ago.
Okay, so even before that, you had some things popping, like it was going.
Right. So I had a lot of good opportunities, but then I kept saying like, nah, like, you know what? Opportunities will come. I don't think music is for me. Like, I was just like going back and forth. Like, I was like, I went to school. I dropped out of school.
So wait, when you first...
Yo, why are you laughing?
No. I was curious, like, when that first fail happened and you were like, maybe I should go back to school.
Yeah.
What was your thought process? Like, what were you going to try to go into?
Fashion. Yeah.
Okay.
And I also wanted to be, like, a lawyer. But it was too late.
Were you legally blonde?
No, listen.
Yeah.
I had... when I went back to America, I was just like, I didn't know what to do.
Right.
I dropped out of school when I was like 15, 16 years old because I was pursuing my career. So I had to balance that. So I was like, I got to get rid of school because I can't drop an album if I'm in school.
Right.
So I have to attend school, right? So now I'm just like, I didn't get any education. I didn't finish school. So I had to basically... get my GDs. That's how I just started.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy? Because when I got my GDs, I didn't do any studying. And I was like, you know, I'm probably going to fail it, but let me just try. I passed it.
Wait, you didn't even study for it?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I did really bad on math. I thought that I would do really good, but I never learned geometry.
Okay, why did you think you were going to do good then?
Because I'm Asian.
Really, that's what...
And I went to Kumon,
I love how, like, you just stereotype yourself.
I know,
you're
no,
like,
no.
I'm Asian,
no, the
I
thing
should
is
be able to pass this
when
test.
Because when I was younger, like, yeah. Real young, I was really good, and I was in Kumon, so I was doing better than all in my grade, than my grade.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like, in third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade,
yeah, so you were a good student.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was a good student, but I was... really good at math.
So after you passed all that, you were like, I'm gonna go back again and try it again, like try to make it in the industry over there.
Yeah, so like my brother like made a studio, and like I was just like singing there, and then I'm like, yo, this is all I know. And then I got my GDs, and I was gonna go to community college, and just like, but then I was like, yo, I ain't going to fucking school, you know, like, so I decided, yo, let me try it one more time. And then I went back and the same thing happened. The same slump happened. Like, nobody was accepting me. It was more about the appearance than like my skills. They were more kind of judging me towards my looks and my just everything like about me. They were just like, Korea is not ready for you. That's rude.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I feel you. And you know what's funny is because, like, I know when I was confused about, like, life and what I was supposed to do, like, we always think, like, you know, at least in LA, we were always like, well, I just go to community college and then transfer to a fancy university. It's like it's like we kind of like fool ourselves, like, that's what we're going to do. Right, and the next thing you know, I'm in community college for 7 years and shit.
I know. Like, that's what I imagined that was going to happen. Because, like, I was going to go to community college and I was just like, yo, I probably will not end up here. I'm probably not going to go to a fancy ass school. I probably will drop out. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do music. I went back. Same thing happened again. It was literally actually worse.
Right, right.
But because before I was too young to really know. And now I'm like really aware of everything.
You're like,
going
I'm
on.
Grown. Time is running out. Yeah. Like, you're getting older.
And like, and then one day, you know, I just worked my ass off. Like, when I mean my ass off, I was like crying every day and like getting, you know, just everybody was hating on me. And I realized I came to a point in my life where I was just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do whatever I want. And they're going to accept me or they're not. Yeah. This is my last. It was kind of like my last.
And that's it's funny because when you changed that attitude and did what you want, that's when they were actually fucking with you, right?
You know what? That's crazy because of the generation it changed, that it was like a perfect. So now I believe
the timing,
was
perfect.
The timing was perfect. They needed me at that time. So On Pretty Rap Star, let me tell you about it briefly. On Pretty Rap Star was actually like maybe 4 years ago.
Wait, hold on. For the guests, On Pretty Rap Star was a competition for female rappers, almost like an American Idol-esque kind of show, but with female rapper contestants like trying to get first place pretty much.
So pretty much it was like a they had Show Me the Money, right? So then they wanted to hype up the next Show Me the Money, so they made like a female version, Show Me the Money Girls, and then they changed it to
Still hate the name.
We all do.
Yeah, okay.
And I didn't really even get why we were called On Pretty Rap Stars. Like, what are you implying, that we're ugly? Like,
I don't know who was in the conference room thinking of these names. Yeah. All they needed was one Kyopo to be like, nah, fam.
No, I mean, like, I had a lot, but then I think they were trying to go for like, pretty meaning
like looks aren't important type shit, or maybe not.
No,
because Korea is all about that.
Yes, it was definitely not. I think it was being like kind of like a badass. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I see. Not girly.
Yeah,
that's girly. That's what they want. We're trying to say, but failed miserably.
But then, you know, you got used to the name. It was just like On Pretty Rap Star, whatever. And then I remember we were doing it. It was actually supposed to fail miserably because they had no content at all.
Right.
So when I got in there, we shot for 34 hours first day. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to be me. And I'm, you know.
They needed someone like you to create tensions and I have a competitive attitude.
Right. But they didn't think that I would be like that. They knew that I had like a... First of all, they knew the script. The writer was asking me she was like calling me for like 6 months before the show even aired. I mean, they even started shooting, so I was just like, I kept declining. I was like, nah, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't know what this is about. Like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to go into competition. Like, this ain't no competition. I was like bugging out, and then later on, I just had nothing going for me, so I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna go on the show. No. But then I literally tried my best.
But
the thing was, now it was, there was no content. So we were just all like, how many girls were there? Like,
I don't know.
Seven girls? I don't even remember. I don't remember.
Looking at like the white dude behind the camera, like he's just the huge On Pretty Rap Star fan.
Around seven, right? There was about seven girls, and we're all just like, don't even know each other. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, because this is not what I signed off for. I thought it was strictly like no reality. I thought it was just rap battle.
Right.
So that's how I came prepared. And then all of a sudden, it became a reality show. Like,
I mean, if you watch it, like a lot of the drama comes from the, like in Korea, if you act too cocky or whatever, like
it comes
they think it's like being mean.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, it's a competitive show.
And especially if you're a musician, I feel like, especially a rapper, like you, it comes with that. You
yeah,
know what
but
I, mean?
I think a lot of the society didn't understand that.
No,
that's that.
Completely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, you know, you have this girl come in who's from New York and she's like ready to slap a bitch.
No,
like,
you know what? I was ready to.
Yeah.
Not physically.
As soon as she was about to slap a bitch, it cuts away, like, tune in next episode to see if she actually slaps a bitch.
No, it really was like that. But you know what? It was actually a lot more, it was a lot more crazier. They had to edit a lot of things out because it was a disaster.
I thought you did slap a bitch because after they cut away, they show scenes from the next episode of bitches crying and shit.
No, first of all,
I was like, did she slap the bitch? Like, yeah, damn.
No, you know what? It was, I don't really completely remember because the first episode, we were shooting for 35. We were delusional. Just let me remind you that we were like in a room with six girls. They're Sani.
Yeah.
Like instigating.
The shooting hours for Korean television is brutal.
It's brutal.
It's really brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Especially for a rap show because you can't even write that fast. So how are you going to get women to write 34 bars and memorize in 6 hours?
They don't give a fuck about unions when you have to clock
they think
out.
Verses just come out of her ass. We were literally, they were like,
that's why those moments you were freestyling too, right?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not going to lie. Those were verses that I already had. Everyone did. I could read all of their verses. This bitch had fucking this verse written like 10 years ago. It was like, but then I don't know what happened from there. I kind of wanted to give up during the show because I was getting actually mad because you know what you saw at the first and second episode. It was like a lot of drama.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to be a part of that because I knew that I was going to get shitted on for this. So I was like, you know what? I'm out. I'm going to just like be nice. You know, I'm just going to rap and I'm going to be out. And then they were like, Jess, I'm going to let you know one thing. Everyone's gonna hate you in Korea, but next episode, everyone's gonna love you.
Right.
And I was like, why? Because they're like, from what you did.
Right.
And I wasn't sure what I did, but they were like, you shitted on everybody. You were saying, this is not a competition. You were about to slap a bitch.
Right.
And then they changed it because the next episode, I actually did well and I was really nice to everyone.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah, it was a process of winning. The fan love over.
Yeah.
But so long story short, pretty much, let me just summarize this whole thing. She was in this competition, and she didn't even win the thing.
I didn't.
She was like
second place,
but she went on to create a whole career where she was on variety shows, put out her own music, and ended up being like bigger than a lot of female artists, you know? So
it was, I was actually really shocked when this happened because it happened like this.
Yeah.
Like, my career was going nowhere. All my music, too. Like, nobody really respected me for my music. They were just like, yo, her character. Like, what is this big personality? Right. And all of a sudden, like.
But that's funny because in this industry, sometimes, like, it requires that to.
No, 100%. Yeah.
That's why it's, like, it's tight and it's bullshit, too, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, you have this industry where. A lot of people now, you can't even get your music heard unless you start making memes and shit.
Right.
And, you know,
you see
like,
people online just posting bullshit at shit to get followers.
My whole thing is I'm half and half about it. Is like, yes, it should be about the music. But if things are happening and changes are happening in industry where that's like what's happening.
Right.
You got to fucking adapt, too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it helps for you to just complain about the industry.
Right.
Motherfucking kids are making memes. I'm going to make some funnier memes than them. You know what I mean? I'm going to go in and do shit. You know, so I'm just saying, like, it's about adaptation. You got to adapt.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
You know, so, okay, so in Korea, after all that, you're doing your thing. Well, yeah, that's tight.
Long story short, I think more on Pretty Raps are what it was about. Yeah, the rap competition, but it was more of a culture shock.
Yeah.
In Korea, because this, you've never seen this kind of stuff. Not even in Show Me the Money. You never see guys like freaking beefing with each other. Like,
well, here's the thing, that the real reason that it was taboo in Korea is because in Korea, for a long time, women, there's like a huge gender gap in Korea. You know what I'm saying? Like, till this day, things have gotten a lot better, but till this day, there's a level of conduct that like women are expected to have, you know? Right. Like, remember, like for a while, like women couldn't even smoke in public, like cigarettes. And that wasn't even like super long ago.
I mean,
that was like what, 15 years ago.
But still now, it's still frowned upon on.
Yeah, oh, is it?
It is. Like, it is.
Right. Like,
because like when you see a girl smoking in the street, some man will be like,
they'll still say some
no,
shit.
No, yeah.
How about if you're vaping? How about if you're juuling? Is the same shit? Okay.
I mean, they don't have jewels over there. But like, it's not as bad. It's definitely
it smells
not
like mangoes and shit. Okay, cool.
But it's definitely not as bad as back in the days. But yeah, but it's gotten a lot more opened up.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not as bad, but that's still pretty fucked up at this
point. I mean, it is.
As far as
it
progress,
is.
You know.
It
but,
is.
But I mean, I would say you're definitely one of the girls that's kind of like pushed the boundaries for women out there.
Because you
can look up some stuff, like video clips of her, like the way she's, the aggressiveness and the stuff that she's had in interviews and all that. Those are things that, to y'all, might seem normal because we're in America, but in Korea, it's actually like it was like a big deal. It was like
you know,
a big deal.
It's crazy because a lot of people that I do know in Korea, almost every one of them are like me, but they just can't
exactly
show it on TV.
But
because,
you actually showed it on
yeah,
TV.
Because you know, for me, I never had that light. So, like, when am I ever going to show that? But for them, they already had that, you know, I don't want to mention names, but there's a lot of celebrities that I know.
Yeah.
They're cuckoo, they're crazy, but. But they already have, in Korea, you have to have this art. But for me, this was my character, so I just kept staying with my personality.
Yeah,
like, I'm
I
not
mean,
gonna change my personality.
And that's the thing, it's especially if, specifically if you're in the hip-hop industry, like, that's what you should be doing.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're coming from generally a hip-hop, you're not just a hip-hop artist, but you have, like, hip-hop is not just the genre. It's like
not,
an attitude.
It's
like
a,
the
it's
culture.
It's a culture, right.
Yeah, so you're showing hip-hopness.
Right.
To me, if I see a hip-hop artist in Korea not being themselves, that kind of does, you know, just, it's completely away from what hip-hop stands for, right?
Right.
So that's kind of ironic that that is the situation.
It is very ironic. I mean, there's a lot of things I would want to say about it, but I just... You're pretty
upfront with shit, but even us, like, I'm pretty transparent. But there's even shit that I don't put out there.
Yeah. So
you know
I'm just
going
to shut up right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know for a long time, you've been on a label for a long time, one label, since you were pretty much, like, young and coming up in the game.
I'm not young and I'm 30.
But now I'm saying, like, big changes are happening.
Yes.
You just signed with a new label.
Yes, I've been signed with YMC Entertainment.
That's like pretty much you've been with them for years.
Years. You know, actually, this is what you don't know. I've been with like five labels.
Right.
My whole career, but it's all failed really badly. Like the company either.
Right.
You know, something happened or I left or like, no, actually I never left. They always like. Was just like, yo, we can't do anything with you. They like left me hanging.
Yeah, but finally, when you saw success, it was with YMC.
It was from Pretty Rap Star. And then from then, I just kept building my career. I just kept going on reality shows. I was working, hustling, grinding like every single day.
Yeah, and working with labels, you know, it is a tough process. And sometimes you're in there for years and years. And, you know, but it's a family, it's a relationship you've had for a long time.
Right.
And just recently, I think it was yesterday, it was announced that Jesse has just signed with Death Row Records, I believe, their label
stupid.
That you've chosen up with.
stupid.
Yeah, it's a really pioneering moment. But no. I'm kidding. But you did sign with a new label. It was just announced yesterday.
You know, it's actually crazy because right now, after my Europe tour, there's a new show that's coming out called Kill Bill. We pretty much did all the shows before my Europe tour.
Right.
And during my Europe tour. So I had to come back and do
that's
the
crazy.
Life. So I was in a really, it was a really hectic 4 years for me. Like I had no breaks.
Yeah, you
like
were in
nothing.
Work mode. Yeah.
I decided, yo, I want to take a break. But then for me, I'm a workaholic. So I'm just like, I had this like, this feeling like, you know what? Like nobody right now currently knows that I have no label. like my contract is over with YMC.
Okay, so I kept everybody.
No, I had it very discreet, but the people that knew. But then nobody was really reaching out to me like that because they knew that maybe they felt like I'm not gonna go to them or you know. Yeah. But me, I wanted to like kind of like enjoy my life for a little bit, so I took a break.
Right, right, right.
And then right after my Europe tour, I did the Kill Bill. And then,
Kill Bill is a show where Korean artists try to break in onto the Billboard charts. Is that correct? Is that what it is?
Right. Do you know about it?
I've read articles.
Yeah. It's a show. It's a new show. It's coming. It's airing in January, like 31st or something. I don't even know, to be completely honest. But it's...
That's cool. That's going to be another great look. It's going to be a probably popular show.
It probably is. I mean, it's going to... The thing is, when I was doing the show, though, I'm not going to lie, there was a lot of... a lot of humbleness, and it was weird because they're not humble. So everybody was so humble to the point where it was like they were instigating me. They were like, right. "Yo, Jess, so what do you feel about that performance?" And me, I'm not a mean person, you know that. Like, but they asked me because I'm very upfront about it. Like blunt about it. So I'm like, you know, you guys have to watch.
Well, I was gonna ask you though, also just going off of that show concept, right? Mm-hmm. So the show. Obviously, there's Asian artists trying to break into the American market, and they're trying to, and they chose obviously artists that who are able to do that, right?
Right, correct.
So, I was wondering for you in particular, who is a rare kind of performer from Korea who speaks English and stuff, is that still on your radar to try to do stuff in America?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, cool.
100%.
Yeah, because I mean, well, it's not obvious all the time. You know, there are people who speak English out there too. That isn't necessarily that's not anymore their thing.
Right.
But it's actually a great time in America because Asians are like killing it in America too. So do you see that and do you feel like, oh damn, maybe this is the time now? Like
I do. Okay. But then again, I feel like I don't ever want to be somebody, an artist, where I want to force to go to America because I'm still Asian. It's still hard to come out here and get accepted.
I thought you were Puerto Rican. Never mind.
Okay. But then, like, I definitely was kind of, like, a little bit, you know, I'm more of, like, a type, I don't want to force anything. I'm a type, I don't want to force nothing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, me, you know, when my contract ended with my YMC, I was, like, literally, like, not even trying to look for companies. I didn't even want to let people, that I was being really discreet about it. People found out about it, and they were reaching out to me. I was talking to people little by little. But then, there's one company that just really just... Man, this is...
All right, who's the company? Just say it right now.
Gangnam Style, Psy-Oppa.
Psy. So, I mean, that's cool, too, that we can say Psy, and pretty much, like, if you're not even into K-pop, like, you would know
is. You know Psy, right?
Which is cool, which tells me, like, you might have made a good decision, right? Based off of that, you just say the name, and people know who that is, right?
And the thing about Psy-Oppa, like, he's actually my Sajangnim, but he don't want me to call him Sajangnim.
Right.
Because he's, like... Just like, you know, call me Psy-Oppa, but you know, for his label is called P Nation, okay, and
P Nation. Okay, cool.
He didn't want to do Psy Entertainment because he thought it was very cliche. He's like, everybody does it with their name, but I'm like, the P is still like, you know, whatever. But it's a new label that he made, and I'm his first artist right now. And
that's crazy, first artist.
He literally heard and snatched me. Was like, yo, you're coming to my label, and but he is. The smartest, like something about Psy, like he's an artist as well, so he's been through a lot, so he knows how it is for me and especially a Korean American. Right.
What a lot of people don't realize too is like people know Psy's like Gangnam Style,
right?
Well, excuse me, Gangnam Style for the people who might not speak Korean, but it's,
is that how you guys pronounce it?
The white delegation says yes, no. But no, what happens is like Psy, for people know him for the, you know, viral sensation,
right.
Gangnam Style, but he's actually a very respected artist in Korea who's been around for a very long time. That's why it's funny because when he had that hit out here, everybody's like, he's the funny dance dude, but actually he's had like a decade plus he's considered one of the best performers in Korea, pretty much.
Hands down, he is the only man in Korea. And women who can sell out a freaking biggest arena.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he just had a concert in Korea for Christmas, sold out. Did you see his videos? You should check out his videos.
I've seen his live performances. It's everything in one. It's like, he'll turn into Lady Gaga all of a sudden.
No, he's brilliant. And not only that, his crowd control is insane. Like, he thought of, he was like, yo, Jess, I've seen your videos. Like, I've been wanting to work with you, like, for the longest time. But he was signed, you know? Okay. So, and he knew that I was signed. So he respected that. But then.
Yeah, because you guys have done a song together, right?
No, in the past? Didn't.
Oh, we have. Okay, then. Bad research. You guys fucked up on the research, man. I asked you for what? What? No, I'm kidding.
Yo.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that was JYP.
JYP.
Who's Your Mama? Sayo, but like he just has great crowd control, and he, everything that he was just telling me when we were having this meeting, like he's just so humble, dude. Like,
and also the link to him to the American market, right?
Right.
That's, that makes, that's something that's appealing.
And I'm not gonna lie, for a moment, I wanted to go back to America, whether it was California, New York, wherever, right? I just wanted to take a break and maybe kind of find myself and my color. Because for a moment, I kind of was stuck into reality, like reality shows. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't, I was so not focused. My vision was like getting all blurred and fucked up.
Right, right, right.
Because I was like, damn, I can't write a song right now.
Right, because you know? I mean, yeah. And,
it
know,
happens. And
in Korea, there's a lot of pressure to, if you want to stay relevant, to be in variety shows and reality shows. And you were kind of owning that space for a little
bit. Listen, I've been doing every motherfucking variety show out
man,
there.
Real Housewives of New Jersey, I believe that was one of the famous ones. That was, it was crazy, yeah. No, but she was on a lot of the shows out there, and it put her on, though. It was,
I mean,
like, people were like,
it,
really.
It was, it's really interesting how that reality show, like, really, like, I thought, you know how they say, like, in Korea, like, yo, you have 1 year.
Yeah.
That's how it is for reality show. You know, like, reality shows, even in America, they don't last for more than a year.
Of course. It's like a season, pretty much, yeah.
Right, but for me, like, I showed very different personalities in every different show. So, and I've done pretty much.
I wouldn't say they're reality shows. They're like her as like a hostess or something, like,
and
a host.
Yeah,
you know, like,
it's so, all different types of.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't just say a reality show, but I think I'm so thankful for that, because the fact that they accept me, and you know, I still get a lot of shit. You know, I still get love and hate, but I feel like that's better than getting love. Like,
well, this is an exciting chapter for you. I mean, because we've known each other for the last few years, and you've kind of been on the same cycle of doing mad shows, TV stuff. But this is the first time I feel like this is a really, really new chapter. Like, you're about to do something really different and new, you know, like far as your routine of making this around. So
this is definitely a new chapter. I'm really just really focused, and it's more of a calm environment where it's not like, Jess, you have to do this. It's like more like, I'm going to work on my album.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a...
Do you feel like you have more freedom now a little bit? Like,
I mean,
room to breathe
I don't know
more?
Yet, because
right,
I haven't...
You're not fully in the system of working with them yet.
I'm a lot older now, so, you know, the things that we talked about, we're clicking. So, you know, I don't know yet, but just being with Sai Opa, like, He's awesome, dude. He's so humble, and like, he's not trying. He told me, yo, Jess, go do your thing in America. Like, I was supposed to come back for maybe a month, but I've been here for like over a month.
Just to like relax and
vacation.
And
there's a lot of gigs coming in right now. You know, I'm like, he's just like, you know what, Jess, just relax more. But you're gonna come back. You have to drop.
Of course.
But you know what? That's
it's top of the year. You're gonna start strong.
But for him to think of me like that, like, I was like, damn, that's like so nice of him, you know? Like, he's actually thinking of me in my body. He's like, yo, do all the playing, do everything that you want, do all the shopping that you want.
Yeah.
So for
2019, like, did you make any resolutions?
No, I mean,
no resolutions.
Listen. I am going to be the same person. I'm actually think I'm getting better as a person and growing as a person, but I definitely, my resolution, I don't have a resolution, but I want to make more albums. And I feel like I've been giving EPs. I gave one EP.
You want to make more music.
Yeah. And like really drop something that's different. Cause you know, I've been doing a lot of just the music that Korean people want to hear, and I want to do something more where it's all different genres, and you know how I work. Like, I love working with different types of music, and that's just my personality. And this one, I'm gonna drop like a freaking album. No EP where there's four songs. It's gonna be like 10 songs, and that's what I'm more focused on, and doing concerts and tours. Like,
I would say you have a really crazy like connection with your fans globally.
Do.
Like, I haven't seen anybody with, like, your numbers respond to so many people.
Hey, what did
on
you say?
Comments.
You saw like, my show. You saw one of my shows in Korea. You were like, yo, you're good.
No, I was impressed. I told you. I was like, impressed. Thanks. I was like, you could work on this thing and maybe that. But yeah, I'm kidding. No, no.
She really did not say that.
No, no. Like, when I was visiting for the first times, it was like the first times we met. But I rolled with you to one of your shows day. Yeah. And I was in the sideline just chilling and like I was pretty impressed, to be honest. Like I was like I didn't know what to expect because I had never seen you perform.
Yeah.
I just seen your personality, but you killed it.
It was great, right? My personality was great.
I was like, personality's cool. Show's great. Yeah, but it was really cool to see that. And I was gonna say, your recent tour, you did a tour in Europe.
Amazing.
Which is crazy. I mean, I saw the footage, you know what I'm saying, which is crazy, but it's just really crazy because I see K-pop artists right go all around the world, but it was kind of cool to see like an artist go to Europe and still like be able to talk to him like English and have full-on conversations.
Listen,
and interact and crack jokes.
Listen,
you know?
My shows, the reason why I like it, the Europe tour, it was so personal. Every single city that I went to, it was a different vibe,
right?
But it was all the same. I felt like a family. I felt this connection. And like, you know, people, this is how people are. Like, this, I'm sure you as an artist, like, you have to do an hour show, right? Mm-hmm. That's like a given for tour, right? I went up max to 2 hours.
Right.
I don't even know how I was able to do that.
But you were just feeling it. Like, you were up there feeling it.
Yeah, because I wanted to make sure that my fans, you know, it was a very expensive tour. Like, the price, the ticketings were expensive. So I wanted to make sure that they remember this night, not by me just singing like, yo.
It was a very, from the clips I saw, it looked very interactive. Like
very, like I talked about all types of shit.
People were on like, stage. It was like KCON in a show.
Yes,
like,
it was like choreography.
There was a panel. It was everything.
It was all random. Like, listen, my tour, like I should now, and now I know what I have to do with my next tours. Right. Like I have to be more organized, but for sure, this tour made me realize, like, yo, like, I cried, like, so much, especially my last tour.
Did you expect this? Or, like, No, you didn't, right?
No, I thought I was going to have nobody there.
I think we talked about, like, the tour before you went there. You were stressed out, but you really didn't expect, like, that kind of love coming pouring out, right?
Especially in Europe. I didn't know that I had a fan base in Europe.
Yeah, it was
like
all
that.
Internet. You see people, like, shout-outs from Germany.
But, you know, people just say that, you know, sometimes, but, like, I actually saw everybody was like crying and I was just like, crying. And
that's wild.
And you know, the meet and greet, it was actually like an hour, but I did 2 hours. I ended up like going overtime everything.
That's crazy.
I don't regret a moment of that. Like,
shout out to Peter Chun one time, yo.
Yo, Peter. So my man Peter, right?
Yeah, Peter's a good dude.
He was the best hype man. Like, he was a hype
Peter
man.
Peter Chun, the hype man?
He was
like,
yo, Jessica coming out. I need y'all to make some noise. And he was just like, he was doing all
You know, he's been
stuff.
Waiting for that. He was like, this is my time to shine. I've been waiting. No, when you get one chance to shine, I'm going to shine. No, but yeah.
No, but you know what? On top of that, my team was excellent. You know how you know how like your show, your Yikes tour?
Yeah.
I went to his New York one. Oh my God, it was so good. I think it has mainly to do with the team too, because everything was so organized.
Right.
Everybody was just, it was all good vibes.
Right.
And I was like, you know what I told Peter? I was like, yo, I saw Dumbfounded's tour in New York and I performed there and it was like the energy was crazy.
Right.
And I was like, I didn't know that Dumb had that.
What the hell? Wait, I was about to just like let that one slide, but what the hell? No, you know what I mean.
It was amazing. It was like, wow.
I mean, I do. My show is very similar in the sense that I really do interact with the crowd too.
You know what I mean?
Like, we both do that. And a lot of people don't do that.
No.
But yeah, now, you know why I knew that you had a good tour in Europe? Because if you don't, like, people would, like, you'll let homies know. You'll let like everybody know.
Listen,
but I knew you were having a good time because the videos looked fire. I could tell you were happy, but then also I just know that, you know, all our mutual friends, me included, like you would have let us know, like, oh, I fucking hate this motherfucker and this and that.
You know how tours always end up, there's a lot of shit in the middle that gets fucked up, but
it's business too at the same time.
Yeah, of course, but I'm so thankful for my people who came with me because, you know, especially Peter.
You had a good time.
I had a good time. And you know what? I was going back-to-back shows.
Yeah.
When I mean back-to-back, I literally was performing that night. I had to catch a flight. Next morning, my voice was gone.
Yeah.
And I would be like, I would get up and I see my friends, my voice would come back alive. I'm just like, what the hell? It's literally the connection with the fans.
Yeah.
I become a different person. And this Europe tour made me realize I want to go around. Ow. I realized that for this Europe tour, I want to
tour more.
I want to go everywhere.
Where would you want to tour out of somewhere that, what's like the strangest place that you never thought you would have ever had a fan? Like, you know, I'm sure you get comments and stuff. Like, what, you know?
Let me think.
You see one place, you're like, what the fuck? Antarctica. Like, shit.
And I don't think I have a fan in it. I'm sure I do. Do you have a fan in Antarctica?
Shit, I don't know.
Wait, what? I can't think of one. Africa, maybe?
Oh, you never thought you would have fans in Africa. Like, Africa actually has a good scene. They have a great
they
scene
have
out
a
there.
Great,
yeah.
You know, I would say, like, I didn't think Europe, to be completely honest. You know what? When I did my Europe tour, we announced a Europe tour like maybe 2 weeks before the thing actually.
Right.
So I had a America tour like for like only four cities though. But I was worried that was going to happen because we had no promotion at all. So yeah. I was like, damn, this is going to be really hard. We're going to have no one there. And like, I'm going to be sad. Yeah. But it was just pure love, and there were so many people. People were crying and dancing. There were girls who knew every single lyric to my song,
right,
of my rap songs, and songs that never even did well or even.
That's crazy. So they're just diehard Jesse fans.
And they were just crying, and I started crying. Like, my makeup was getting fucked up. I didn't give a shit. Yeah. Like, it was amazing.
Do you think there's somebody in North Korea that knows about you?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I was thinking about that right now. I'm like, because they do, like,
no,
South Korea tries to, like, send, entertainment stuff. They try to sneak it to North Korea for, like, people out there.
You know that for a fact.
No, there's, like, articles about, there's people in South Korea who try to send over information from the outside world so they, you know, the people aren't brainwashed and they know what's going on.
Right,
you know
right,
what
right.
I'm saying? So I'm wondering if they just, like, slide in, like, a Jesse demo. Like,
No.
That'd be crazy if, like, one day I go, they're like, yo, dumb, I like your grind time battles. I'm like, God damn, my shit really spread.
No, but yeah.
Yeah, they probably do. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really talk about it.
What if they go, they're like, damn, Fun with Dumb podcast. I saw you on there. I doubt that's going to happen. But that's up. So, yeah, Europe. I feel like you did Europe properly. You conquered it.
It was fucking amazing. In Milan, it was my last show. I cried like a bitch.
Yeah.
And I started just crying even more in the beginning of the show.
I've done a show in Milan.
Cried?
No, I didn't. I got my tear glands removed years ago. But no, the crazy thing about Milan is actually one of the places in Europe that there actually isn't a lot of English speakers. It's not like an English-speaking like country and city. So like places like that or even Paris, right? I mean, these are places that it is more heavily like the native language over
right,
there.
Right, right.
So it's crazy. And it's
London though, they speak English.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, yeah.
No, remember that?
I believe they invented English.
I was like, oh, how do you say it?
English comes from the word, from the country.
You know what, listen,
England.
I don't want to fucking say this, but I said some dumb shit.
It's like, all right, I say dumb shit all the time.
Nah, we know that, but. No, but I literally was so delusional that I was just like. Because I was going cities back to back, so
yeah.
We had to learn "I love you" from like you know Dusseldorf to Germany, like so, like all these different languages, right? And I was like, I was tired.
Right,
I was like,
right.
How do you say "I love you" in English? And I was like,
oh, in London, you're saying, yeah, yeah.
That was a real fucking dumb moment. I was just like, yo, I do not want to talk about this, but
the fans were like, did she really say that?
No, they went, huh? And I was just like. It was a real dumb one, but you know what? I was fucking tired, all right? Listen.
Nah, I would say you...
edit this fucking shit out.
No, it's fine. The funny thing is, it's like, you're one of the people that I noticed that, like, you have the most energy for somebody who's tired.
I know.
Like, I've never seen anybody tired, still, like, loud and just energetic.
Listen. The more tired I get, the louder I get. That's just how it is. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I'm sure as I get older, it's not going to be like, because I'm starting to feel it now. Like my knees and my like body starts hurting now.
Yeah.
But the more tired I get, the more shit I talk. And like, I just get louder and louder.
You say you're turning 30 or you're 30?
I'm 30.
Is that Korean age?
No, English. America. Okay. English.
You know they're getting rid of the Korean age thing?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're talking about getting rid of it.
But... How is that possible?
Because they just judge it differently. So you just got to get rid
of it. They're getting rid of that.
Yeah.
So I'm 32 in Korea, which is like
that
crazy.
Makes no sense.
I am 2 years older because I'm a late 88. So it's starting the year.
Well, how does the Korean age thing work? It starts when you're like actually in the
stomach. So when you're born, you're one. Pretty much.
As soon as the sperm makes it into the egg, that is when your age starts.
Yes. So when you're out, you're out of the womb, you're one. You're automatically one.
Damn.
It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't like to be, you know what? I don't really care. I'm 30. I go by the American age. So when people in Korea tell me we're 88 and they're like, I'm 32. I'm like, I'm 30. What are you talking about? Like,
Yeah.
30.
Yeah. I mean, during the holidays, you got to spend a lot of time with your family.
Yeah, I did.
You have two brothers.
They're all like older now.
It all makes sense. You have two brothers and you're the only girl. Because you have like a very, you were saying too, you were like tomboy kind of.
I was when I was younger. I'm still a tomboy, but I'm not a tomboy, like tomboy, but like.
But you're very strong. Very. Like,
strong minded.
Like literally physically, like she punched me and it is like scary.
Yo, he gets terrified.
Scary.
Because, you know, I have this thing like when someone's next to me and they make me laugh or like, just you're just a random person right to me right now. And you said something funny, I'd probably punch you. But it was out of love because it's funny.
But it's not even like fun. We're laughing together. At that point, I'm like kind of pissed. I'm like, damn, that shit hurt. Like,
no, but it's out of love.
Nah, you're pretty strong though, physically. I mean, maybe I'm just weak physically. But
no, I am strong. I am strong. But yeah, I mean.
you've been on kind of vacation mode for the last 2-3 months.
What?
Right?
2-3 months?
A month.
Yeah.
You see, that's because you made it seem like, oh, I just came to America and I escaped. But you see, that's like a vacation.
But for me,
that's
month
a lot. Yeah.
Is the max that I go is maybe a week. Yeah. So I would, if I'm in Korea, I'm like, yo, I need to get out of here for a second. I need like get some air. Like, I need to go see my family. I would go to LA or New York. I would just be there for like 5 days and then I come back jet lagged and I just perform the next day or that day.
Yeah.
So this time around, when I came back, I honestly was like, you know what? I'm just going to relax. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. I still have this, like, work mode mind. So I'm just like, I get antsy sometimes. I, like, wake up and, like, I usually look at my phone and there's just mad messages of, like, what I have to do tomorrow or what I'm going to do for my next schedule. And, you know, it's like, but then I have to realize that, you know, sometimes you have to take time for yourself, you know? And, like, I don't know how it is to, like, really relax.
Yeah.
Cause I'm always just like hyper and like I got to do something. Like, I don't know what it's like to just relax.
You know? I mean, it's, I always think about also like as an artist from here going to a different country, like, and cause you identify yourself as Korean and American, right? Like, do you let like shit that's going on in America stress you out too?
Like what? Like, for example,
well, actually, the government shutdown wouldn't really affect you in
any
way.
Right. Like, wait, what do you mean by that?
Cause you know, Trump and all this shit. You're just like, it is what it is. You're like, yeah.
I don't talk about it. It's bullshit.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel that.
But I try not to stress about those things, though. It's
I'm just going to, because there's already a lot of stressful shit.
I just have so much stress. Like, it's like, whatever. But it pisses me off, you know? Like, something that I, like, stress about, you know? I have other shit that's going on.
Yeah, you're not, like, talking to your Korean homies, like, you heard about Trump.
No, they don't be talking about that
shit.
Yeah,
they don't.
Not at all.
Yeah, I feel you.
They're all talking about some, like, anyways, let's talk.
That's cool. I don't know why I brought it. I'm not even the political guy either. Yeah. Okay, cool. So next goal is putting out an album.
Album, and I'm going to create a masterpiece album. Like, I'm going to do something real different. Like, people think, you know what's crazy? Because till this day, some people are like, Jess sings? I'm like, what? Like,
they know you more as a personality. Is that what you're saying?
Personality and a rapper.
Right.
They
right.
don't know that I sing, but, you know.
So you want to do more singy stuff than as opposed to raps?
I want to do everything. Like, yeah, I want to do more sing because that's what I started. That was my base. Singing, vocal. I was a vocal artist, but then all of a sudden I became a rapper. That's what's crazy because I'm pretty rap star. I was never a rapper, and they told me to come on. I'm like, okay, but
it sounded pretty natural though.
It was just me talking, pretty much. It was just like talking.
Well, you definitely have the voice for I mean both, but rap you can definitely. You sound very powerful.
Yeah, well, I do. It's but I'm very grateful for that because now, like, I feel like this generation, you have to be able to do everything. Like, you have to sing, you have to rap, you have to be able to dance.
That's true.
You have to have a personality. Like, especially these days, you see all the people that's blowing up out of nowhere. It's like majority of it's because of the personality.
I could do a little bit of everything except dance, I feel like. You know what I mean? I got to chill. Millie
no,
Rock.
You know what though? Dumb can really though. He sometimes he's annoying, but like what? He's actually mad annoying. But no, I'm just kidding. But he's really talented, and the reason why I like Dumb is because he's really smart. He's just not organized. That's the only thing it is.
I'm very organized. I just watched Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
No.
And
no,
I'm ready
no.
to change my life.
No, but in terms of, you know what I mean, though? You know, we all have our, like, weaknesses.
Yeah.
You have the brains and stuff and whatnot, but...
That's all, you know what it is, like, everybody out there, you know, it's like, talent is just, that's only the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
You got to have the work ethic, you got to do all the stuff, and...
Right.
But that's all it is tapping into your full potential. I'm excited for your next stuff. I'm curious
too.
To see what you're going to, like, what kind of talks, like, topics you're going to discuss. Because you are an older woman now.
I am. And I feel older and I feel more mature. But I feel like I actually like it. I'm actually now more.
You like age. You like getting older. Like,
because I'm maturing. And
I like that you were just like, when we were talking about this and you were just like, Yeah, I'm turning 30. Like, you didn't, like, tiptoe around it. Because, you know, like, you have that in our culture, right?
This is what it is. In Korea, they think that, you know, when you hit 30, now you're fucked.
It's a wrap, yeah.
It's a wrap. You're crazy, right? You're old. You look old. Your body's weak. Like, bitch. Not bitch, but, like... like
that's exactly how she responds. Like, bitch.
Age is really nothing but a number. And honestly... It's really about, I'm just trying to better myself because I know eventually there's going to be somebody that's younger than me, more talented than me, who got a better whatever. Like, they're going to come up soon.
Yeah, when we say age is nothing but a number, we mean career-wise and not the R. Kelly weird way. So I just want to make that clear. But
oh no, God.
I feel you.
You know what I mean, right?
I always say this too. I do think that
he's stupid.
I do think pop culture is obsessed with, or just, you know, our culture in general is obsessed with youth.
Yeah.
And I don't think we actually praise getting older and getting wiser enough. You know what I'm saying? So I like when people aren't shy to get older. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing to be ashamed about if you feel confident that you lived a great life, you're making great moves, you're making the world a better place.
Right. So I
mean, that's real. Do you feel like, I mean, you said you feel a lot wiser. You feel like a lot smarter.
And I'm more aware of everything that was going on. And now I know, like, what I want. So, like, I don't know exactly what I want from, like, 10 years from now. But right now, as of now, I'm making more better decisions.
Yeah.
You know, back in the days, I was too young. You know, I was just too busy. So I wasn't really taking care of myself. Now I'm more about self-care, self-love. And I just want to make... Now I feel like, okay, now is the time for me to take a break a little, take a step back. It's okay for me to take a step back.
Right, right.
Because I always had a fear of, like, because I had this light, I'm like, yo, what if I, like, fall back for a second and then I'm going to lose everything?
Right.
I always had a fear of that because I worked too hard to get to where I am. And I realized, like, shit, they still love me. They still remember me. So now what I want to give my fans is freaking an album. And when I mean an album, like a real album, I want to do a concert. I look up to Psy Subedim so much because what he's been actually...
He definitely has the wisdom.
No.
Yeah.
When I mean he's brilliant, he's brilliant.
Right, yeah.
He's so smart.
I'm a fan.
He's so humble and like, I'm just like, damn, like I don't even know this guy, and I met him, and I was just, like, a real big fan of him, but he's just so just humble, and just, like, that off the charts was just, like, I was just, like, yo, dude, this, I gotta work with him. And he was just, like, he didn't want to change me. He liked me for who I am.
So he just wants you to continue to doing who you are.
But
just
maybe, you know.
Step up the music, just grow it, yeah.
As a lot of people know, my music, I've been making music, but I have been not having the correct promotion and marketing for my personality. So you know how there's, like, artists you have to promote.
No, I know. I mean, there's been a lot of because even your last album, like, I was there during the process helping out wherever I can, but I could tell you were stressed because you couldn't get certain things exactly the way you wanted it because of resources, which you should have had, you know. I'm not talking about any label or anything. I'm just talking about all around team, you know, team that's, like, focused on you. And then, yeah, I mean, that's why, like, at that point, like, and I was surprised stepping in. I was like, oh, damn, like, because we had, like, you know, a circle of friends all helping out.
Right.
And it was like we were all kind of pitching, and we've had a lot of freedom out here, you know, doing independently
and
stuff.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, interesting to kind of learn that. But it was fun too, working on that.
And it, like, was. Yeah, it was my album. Fun. And also, like, when I went on my Euro tour, everybody knew the lyrics to all my songs, my Universe album.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, that feels so good.
Whenever. I helped out on that album, by the way.
He did. Yes, he did.
Just throw that out there for people.
I'm like, shout out to Dumb, Wreck, and Stereotypes.
Yeah, Rick too, and Yox too.
Oh, Rick,
too. Yeah,
your dogs. Yeah. Like, they all helped out because I was going through, I think Universe was, the Universe album was one of the hardest times. I think that was when I was making the EP. I was struggling.
Yeah.
And I just want,
cause it was a stressful ass time.
It was, I was going through, yeah, it was just a lot of,
from little things of like, she would send me over like 300 photos for the cover and be like, which one you like? I'm like, God damn.
So shout out to John.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, John Huang. He did a lot for the album.
We shot, for no reason, 10,000 photos.
That shit was crazy.
So we thought that they would narrate it and make it, you know, like maybe 1,000, or, you know, they gave us all 10,000 photos and then nobody wanted to help.
It was photos like, you like this one better? This
one better. No, it was more like this one or this one. It was, and John was the only, literally was there the whole time. And he's like, John, she was like, Jess, I got you. Yeah. I got you.
It's overwhelming if you got to make those decisions alone. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And because you need another eye. And like, yeah. I don't know if I look good in this one or this one. It looks exactly the same. But then another guy's like, no, I like this. This one's more majestic. Right. And this one's more like badass. Like, I don't know.
I was just frustrated. I was like, just go, whatever.
He was like, yo, you look the same in every photo. I was like, dude, I don't know. But it was a very stressful process. But then the outcome was really good.
Yeah. No,
and I'm very happy for my first EP to turn out.
After all that, all the shit we're going through about that, you were happy with it. I think it came out great. You know what I'm saying?
The album came out really good. Yeah. And the cover.
Yeah.
That cover, you know, the Universe color, is it going to come out on the side? It's gonna come out right
now.
No,
it's not. I don't know why you assume that it is. Like,
you
don't.
You guys still do that?
Fuck no. Like, these motherfuckers, we keep it minimal as fuck. Like, we don't edit shit. Like,
fuck that. Okay, well, my Universe album.
Yeah.
That photo, we were using that as an example. Yeah. Like, John was like, yo, let's just try this out. Like, see how it would look. Because we ended up just using that photo.
Right.
And it's like a dope cover. Like, it's just like something that's not. If people were thinking, I was thinking, yo, let's do a body shot. And he was like, then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Inside, when you open it, there's a lot of body shots. So let's keep it.
No, it was clean. It was
very, very clean.
Shout out to everybody who heard Universe, because it was cool to kind of be part of somebody else's project on that level. Sure. I don't do that. Like, I'm not trying to be, you know, behind the scenes, like, helping out with songwriting, all that. But it was like the one opportunity that I kind of got to help out. And that was fun.
And I was so thankful because so many people, it was everyone from LA too.
It was dope. Yeah.
They didn't want anything from it. They just literally just helped out because they knew I was going through a hard time and
I wanted a little something.
He did. Like
3% or something.
Yeah, he asked me for 5%.
5%, that ain't shit, all right? All right, no, I'm kidding. No, but no, it was dope.
No, you asked for like 45%. Dude.
No, what the fuck? Okay, first of all, we're not talking about percentages on the fucking air right now. And it wasn't 45. That's bullshit.
It was like 40 or some shit. I was like, you're crazy.
First of all, it was not 45%.
Okay. Well, anyways.
All right, but and then I'm excited for the future. So is there anything you want to plug that the next thing that's coming out is Kill Bill,
you guys watch it. I don't know how the fuck that shit's gonna
isn't
come
DJ
out.
Khaled involved or somebody or
he is so the winner gets of the to person make a song. Gets the song with DJ Khaled. It could be me, it could be Toki, it could be anybody.
Who's on it, who's the cast? It's you, Toki,
me, BY, Toki, Yang Dong-gun 선배님. Who the hell is it? Oh, Rhythm Power, Sani, and Cheetah. So
yeah, okay, cool.
The people that got eliminated got already eliminated like real fast. This show was so fast.
And Cheetah are the only female.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys meet again.
We do.
Yeah, homegirl. So, no, it's exciting. We're going to watch that. Watch Kill Bill dropping in a month. And, yo, Jesse, thank you always.
Wait, I'm not done talking. Yo, listen, this is the thing about me.
I'm trying to cut her ass off. Listen, she started spewing out 45% shit. Listen. Like, I'm like, yo, you need to chill the fuck out. Like,
I just want to say something. Like, I have recently haven't been doing any interviews or anything because I felt like I wanted to kind of, like, maybe chill out for a little bit because I feel like the whole...
In the public eye.
Yeah, because I feel like the world was kind of looking at me in a different aspect because like... Everyone's like, oh, she's coming out too much. Like, you know, she has such a big personality. But then they love me, they hate me. And that shit is toxic, you know, to as a person. Like right, me, right. I'm just like, yo, which is it? Like, do you like me or do you love me? Do you like me or do you love me? And then, you know, I was just like, yo, I'm just going to step back for a little bit. And then, you know, there's a lot of things that's going to come out now. And I'm really excited because this is actually my new chapter. Like, literally my new chapter. Me working with P Nation, Psy Opa is a blessing.
That's like, I literally just heard about this too, pretty much. So it's like,
yo, he sends me a picture of the thing I posted on my Instagram. And
it was an
like,
article. I was like, yo,
like, what does this mean?
Yeah, and it's in my language. Like, what does this mean?
And I'm like, you idiot.
Yeah,
but I'm very excited. I'm excited because I'm finally able to like really be myself and make an album. Right. And just, I don't know, I'm going to try to cut back on reality shows because I feel like I want to really concentrate on my music. And I can't wait. Like,
I'm going to cut back on watching reality shows. So
what do you watch?
90 Day Fiance. That's my shit. It's like the best shit. Trust me. It is the best shit.
Anyways,
it's lit. It is fucking lit. You know, that shit's lit, bro. All right.
Is it?
Yeah, I gotta put you on.
But yeah, no, I'm really excited, and I'm going back to Korea in like a week and a half. And,
okay, cool.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm just so I'm happy.
You know what? This is good to see. You know, I've seen you in the last like couple of years, and like you've been stressed out, you've been unhappy. So it's good to see you happy.
I feel bad because every time they would come to Korea, like his whole crew, like I'm just always like mad.
Yeah, no, and
it's
like,
just because I'm tired.
I'm like, I'm here for vacationing. Why the fuck am I stressed? Like, I was like, goddamn.
Because everybody was just like, you know, they're all on vacation, but me, like, I'm working. I love working, but my body, I want people to know that, like, I'm human. You know, like, everyone thinks, like, yo, you know, I don't know how it is now, but, like, in Korea, still, people are like, yo, she's just too much. She's still too much.
It's tough because, you know, we put on social media what we want people to see, right. You know, but they don't see the other side of things.
Right,
you know,
like, so. I just want people to be focused more on my music now, more than
that's
my
great. I mean, you have the talent. I think more people should hear it, more people should see it, you know,
100%.
Like,
and so. I'm ready. I'm just fucking ready. I'm ready to fucking, I don't know what's going to happen in 2019, but I know good things are going to happen.
That's what's up. Yo, everybody, shout out to Jesse. Thank you for coming
on
the show.
What the fuck? I'm not done.
We're done. We are fucking done right now.
How you dismiss me like that?
God, this is about to be a
three. Do I get paid for this show? What is
it's a three-part series and shit. Like, goddamn.
No, but are you looking at me?
Nah, I mean, what? Do you have anything else to say? I think we covered your whole life here.
No,
shit.
You did not cover my whole life. All right,
goddamn. What else?
How long was the show right now? Like about an hour?
What were we at? An hour?
Yeah,
okay,
but
we could talk a little more. Let me talk about something else. All right.
Don't do like do.
We'll do about like 10, 15 more minutes or something.
Don't do like say something fun. I thought it's fun with dumb. What the fuck is this shit?
God damn.
Listen, I'm going to be talking about all my life shit when I go back to Korea.
Right.
Okay, so I thought this shit was fun with
this
dumb.
Is
this
fun.
Shit is
I'm
fucking,
having a blast.
I'm not having a blast. This shit is glorious.
Okay. Wait. When you come to like right now, your vacation in LA, like what do you want to do in LA? Do you have anything you want to do?
No, I just
want to
relax.
You're literally, when you get away, your thing to do is just like lay by the pool or the beach. Like that's your thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, when I see sunlight, I go there. Like, I love the sun. I went back to New York and it's fucking brick over there. It's so cold. I need to get the fuck out of there like ASAP. But I like LA. It's just so warm and like everybody's so laid back.
You do like the Disneyland, the Universal Studios.
You know what? I did go and I left immediately. It was just too many children.
You weren't feeling it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's too many children.
You thought it was going to be fun.
Dude, just like, like all these kids like running,
just
like
pointing
falling.
Pointing a wand at you like, hey, we're at a kazoo.
No, it was not my cup of tea, but
right.
If I had my own family, I would definitely want to do it. But I went with my
You're
friends.
You're like, no,
and their
this
kids.
Is not what I thought. It looks so much better on IG stories. Like, it's just not tight. Like,
no, but it was not my cup of tea. But I think obviously now that I'm more grown up, I want to have a family.
Right.
So,
are you thinking about kids and stuff or what?
Of course, I was raised with my siblings and a big family. So like,
how many kids would you want?
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I wanted three, and then like being back at home and seeing everybody with kids. All my friends' kids are like 7, 4. Like they have like three kids. So like, I'm around them all the time. Yeah. My friends are not the same anymore.
You're like, nah, I'm good.
No, I want about one or two. Like, two is good. I think two
I feel
is
like
good.
One just kind of be lonely, no?
It is
who's the only child? Who's the only child over here? Only child? Is it lonely or are you good?
You definitely,
it's chill?
You definitely need two. You definitely need two. Like, for sure, two. But I don't know. It's just, I want a kid. Like, I want a baby that's like looks at me and be like, mom, like that. That's like real love. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
That's what I want. So yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't know how that balances out.
How
like,
soon would you want a kid?
Before 35.
Before that's like that. You got 5 years left. That's right there.
I know. Stop.
Yeah, you gotta go over there. Yeah.
You know what? I do. Oh my god!
I don't know where I was like go over there. I'm like there. Where? Like, where?
Yeah. Wait. Hold up. Like, well, I'm in 10 years. I'm gonna be 40. Yo, what the fuck? How old are you gonna be?
I'm turning.
Yo, how old are you right now? 32.
I'm in 30s somewhere.
32. 32.
And now I got shy about the age. Before I was like talking about age empowerment and shit. No. I'm turning 33 next month.
Wow, you look young though.
I guess. You know what it is? I'm one of those dudes that looked really old when I was young, so I'm just going into my age now.
So now, it's the same with me. I looked the same when I was younger. Everybody said I had an old face, and now that I'm getting older.
Oh, we're going to look like dope-ass old people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
this is now, I'm going into my age. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, no. Like, so I had like an old face when I was young because I wore like heavy makeup and shit, and now people are like, damn, you look like you're like, okay, I know some people lying and shit. They're like, you look 21, like 23. I look about, I don't know how old I look, but people are like, you definitely don't look 30.
I think Koreans are so extra about that too. I see contestants on the Show Me the Money shit, and some guy who just looks older than his age is like, what? You're only 17?
I know,
like,
dude.
Like, let the homie and then, like, be a 40-year-old looking 17-year-old guy. Like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's all about the appearance. And then I realized, like, you know what? At the end of the day, like, This is how it is. Like, what the fuck? I'm just gonna be me, you know? Like, they don't like the makeup. Like, me, I don't personally like makeup.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like wearing makeup daily. Like, but I like to contour my shit, you know? Like,
same. On my six pack, I'd contour right here. Just look like I got a six pack and shit.
Yo, you got your belly back, huh?
What the fuck? No, I don't.
He was working out.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like, he was detoxing. No, really.
Nah, my shit's fire under here. These are just wrinkles.
No, but
my shit's fire under here. Like, what like douchebag says that shit? Like, my shit is fire under here, baby.
Crazy. I'm what were we talking about?
No, just age shaming. I don't like that shit.
No,
dude.
You know, I had to deal with that shit for many, many years.
Yeah.
Over a decade. And even till this day, they're like, yeah, she fucking looks like she's like 50. Bitch, no, I do not look like I'm 50. Like, do I look 50? Like, but then it's, you know, I realize, like,
I don't even like the obsession that Korea has about girls looking like kids.
Like,
and
so,
shit. Like,
you
that
know,
shit is weird as fuck.
For example,
to me. Like,
there was a guy, girl, she looks very young because they like pale skin. They think that it makes you look younger, more youthful, you know, whatever. And, you know, me, I enjoy tanning because I like the sun, you know, and they think that's what makes me look older. But, you know, there was a girl, she's like, oh my God, you look 18. She's like, oh my God, thank you. Like, it's like, why do you want to look 18? You know, it's just like, they take that in as such a compliment. Like, oh my God, like I'm 18. Like, dude, no. But that's just how it is. It is in Korea. There's a lot of appearances and shit like that. But, I learned to deal with it because at the end of the day, this is who I am, and I believe that my voice and my performance and just me in general, like, nobody is like that. Nobody's like me out in Korea, you know what I mean?
No, that's what I do. Yes, we know. Nobody is clearly.
No, there are people like that, but they're just, they can't do it because
I told
they already
you,
have.
That's why I got along. Like, you know me, I don't have, like, I know a lot of people out there, but I'm not, like, friends with them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No, you act like, no, you got mad friends that he's like, he comes out.
No, you always shit on me. You always shit on me for this because you always would say, like, oh, well, why are you hanging out with all these fools?
Like
blah,
he
blah.
He would come to Korea and it's like, oh, I'm just trying to keep it low key, and then he's with like 50 rappers, and I'm like,
yeah, because I'm not trying to pay for bottle service. Like, what the fuck?
No, I actually
like, you
believe
think I'm
that
Korea
Yo,
clubs
listen,
are expensive as shit.
Bro, listen, I actually believe that because
what do you mean? I'm telling you right now, that's what it is. Like,
no, but no, for real though, like, what were we talking about?
You always do shit.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm fucking tired.
No, that's for in conclusion. That yo, Jesse, thank you for coming.
No, I'm done.
That's
Anya.
I'm exhausted now and shit. Usually I would want more footage. Now I'm just exhausted.
Yo, listen, I got mad shit to talk about.
No.
I'm gonna keep it real, like, you know, I'm not gonna say everything out here because, like, I want people to see more, you know.
No. It's gonna, like, I was excited to have you on because, like, we can just talk normally. Because, you know, I'd be tippy-toeing when I'd be interviewing, like, K-pop artists and shit. I'm all like, what's your favorite type of boba? Like, that kind of question and shit.
Yeah, that's
and
what it's you like, did with, gets, that's what you did with Amber, right?
No, and we talked about some serious shit, too. You know what I mean? It was
well, where's fun. The fun with them? There's no fun with them.
What do you mean?
It was
the actual fun.
Yeah, what was the fun shit? What are you guys talking about?
Are you serious? I had a blast. There's, like, little cartoon characters here and shit. What the fuck? This shit is fun.
I thought we would be talking about more fun shit, but we're getting. But you know what? This was actually fun. No, it's actually I always wanted to go on his podcast because I was like,
you thought I had been going on for 3 years? Like, what are you talking about?
I feel like it was that long.
This has been going on for 2 months. Shit.
No, it's been longer than
okay,
that.
Okay, B-roll. Have you ever seen an episode?
Yes.
You have.
Not a full one. I saw his Instagram ones, and it was fun.
Instagram ones. The limit is like a minute on the fucking clip.
No, right. But it was fun though. That's why I was like, oh no, but not only that, I wanted to go on it because he's helped me out a lot with a lot of stuff. And I wanted to go on the show and see what it's all about.
No, I appreciate you coming on. This is the first episode of the year. So it's an event.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite the event.
It is quite. It would have been more fun if he gave me more time, but he's kicking me out right now. So.
Nah, I mean, I think we covered a lot of ground.
No, we did.
I'm excited for you. And we're going to work on a lot of more music in the upcoming year,
yes,
too.
Yes, 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 yes.
So look out for the collaboration.
This year is going to be just amazing. It's going to be so amazing.
Look out for that new.
I'm so excited.
The next Gangnam style, you know, Jersey style.
You can
know
you imagine?
Where she, instead
can
of,
you imagine?
She's just Millie rocking and shit. Like,
yo, can you imagine, Jersey style. Though? I do. Because I was a little, you know, I'm not going to lie. I asked Sile, but I was like, hey, so if we work on music, like, am I going to come out with music like Gangnam Style? And he was like, no, like, because I thought that maybe he would, because that's very commercial, you know?
I mean, but that was a rare occasion. That song didn't fit into any trend at the moment. It was just like a very unique situation.
Right. You know, no, I mean? You know what, though? When Gangnam Style came out, though, I knew that she was going to blow up. I knew, like,
well,
automatically.
The video was amazing. I watched the video like 3 times the first time it came out.
When you even see it now, it's still funny. It's actually still funny.
Yeah, it's
like Sayoba is he's
that's
so,
a classic music video. Wow. We all knew that shit. We shared the fuck out of it. You know what I'm saying?
We did.
But yo, thank you for coming. I appreciate that. And you know what?
That's how he just cuts me off mad abruptly. It's like fucking rude.
That's how the shit works.
Is like, that
it's
how
not
you?
Cut,
is
it's
that
not
how
cutting
you end
off. It just slowly exits.
Thank you.
But yo, Jess, bro, thank you. Appreciate you. And tune in next week for a new episode of Fun with Dumb. And this is the first episode of 2019. And trust me, we're going to get a lot more ill guests this year. So stay tuned.
Who's your next guest?
We haven't figured that out. Right. Peace out, y'all.
Bye.